Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers! It's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. I have a big announcement today, but before we get to that, I want you to hear from a fellow kids podcast, Story Spectacular. Take a listen.
Hello, ear buddies. My name is Angela Ferrari, and I'm the host of Story Spectacular. Get ready to listen to spectacular stories you can take along with you anywhere. Stories like The Flea Circus.
Step right up and grab your magnifying glass to watch the greatest show on earth. It's time for The Flea Circus.
Fun characters are always stopping by, like Digger the dog.
Hey, Angie, I love Story Spectacular, but keep me away from that flea circus.
You will also hear some groovy tunes.
In the Amazon, Jamazon, we'll be jamming down the river till the break of dawn.
Subscribe to Story Spectacular wherever you get your podcasts.
Now for our big announcement. We are teaming up with Drag Queen Story Hour to bring you a live Girl Tales event where you will get to see the actors that you hear on our stories read the story of Rudy the Female Reindeer by Delaney Yeager out loud. And you will get to take professional photos with Drag Santa. Yes, that's Drag Santa, the drag queen friend of Santa Claus. It'll be on Sunday, December 8th at New Women's Space in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Get your tickets at girltalespodcast.com/events. And to learn more about Drag Queen Story Hour, head to dragqueenstoryhour.org. And now, on to our episode. This is Little Girls Doing Big Things with Matilda Suh. Enjoy! Hi, Matilda.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
It's so good to finally get to speak with you. So can you tell me and our listeners how old you are?
I am 8.
So you are a writer and an illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell me what kind of stories you write?
I usually write personal narratives, but I do like writing fiction too.
So for our listeners that don't know what a personal narrative is, what is a personal narrative?
A personal narrative is a story about yourself. That's a true story about your life.
How did you get started writing personal narratives?
Well, in second grade, when I first learned about what a personal narrative was, I wrote about when my little brother was born. It was just so fun. So I started just writing my own, just randomly.
So the way I found your stories is I was at my local bookstore, Greenlight Bookstore, and I saw these handmade books on the counter. Can you tell me how those books ended up on the Greenlight counter?
Well, first I read this one book that was kind of like the first one that I wrote, and I just thought that it was so interesting, so I wrote my own. And then the Greenlight Bookstore was right by my apartment, so I wrote about me going to Greenlight Bookstore. So then I had the idea to give it to Greenlight Bookstore so they could have it and other people could read it.
And they decided to put it on the counter.
Yeah.
Okay. What did that feel like when they said, hey, we're going to put this on the counter for other people to read?
I felt really excited.
Yeah. Did you hear about other people reading your story while they were waiting in line?
Yeah, my principal actually read it too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Oh my goodness. And what did your principal have to say?
She just, when I was leaving for school, she came up to me and then she was like, hey, I read your book at Greenlight Bookstore. I thought it was really cool.
That's awesome. Were you nervous at all to ask Greenlight to take your book, or did you think of it just as a gift to give them?
I wasn't very nervous. I was just so excited that I had a book that I could give them, and then I just came up to the first person I saw, and then, yay.
What did you love about Greenlight?
Just the people there were just so nice to me. They just made me feel really happy. They also have really good books.
They do have really good books. Now, I know that you used to live in my neighborhood, but now you've moved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a cool new bookstore that you go to now?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Is it a lot like Greenlight?
Kind of.
You're still writing, right? You're still making new stories. So you have a new story that I just read that Dad sent me that I don't think I saw at Greenlight. And that, what is it called? It's called The Marvelous Matilda. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So you, and that's a personal memoir too. And it's so funny. Did you know that you were going to be a funny writer?
I knew that I was going to be a writer, but I didn't think that I was going to be.
You didn't think you were going to be a funny writer? I think it was so funny. My favorite, you talk about going to Home Depot and you're standing behind Dad, I think, and Dad's talking to someone who works at Home Depot. You're in the back going, blah, 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 grown-up stuff, blah, 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 because it's so boring to you. And I thought that was so funny because that's exactly how I feel when I go to Home Depot and people are talking about, like, I don't know, hardwood floors and hinges or whatever, and it's so boring. But then you find something that's super interesting. What do you find in the store that's super interesting to you?
Well, they're like these – shiny tile thingies, the little samples. These samples were has like gems and sparkles in them. It just looks so cool.
I think that's awesome. I love gems and sparkle stuff. So how often are you writing your stories now?
I'm writing a few right now.
Oh, you are? What are the ones that you're writing now about?
Well, I'm writing about this one about these two girls in third grade, like me. I made up this series with my friend in Brooklyn.
Mm.
And I just made up this new series with my other friends called Sally the Talking Doll. She's this really annoying doll who's always giving you pizza.
Wait. But that sounds like an excellent doll. A doll that's always giving you pizza? I would love that.
But she wakes you in the middle of it. I mean, she gives you pizza every second. Every like 3 seconds.
Oh, so she wakes you up in the middle of the night and she's like, eat this pizza?
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So you're co-writing, you're making stories with your friends. How do you still make stories with your friends if you're in New Jersey and they're in Brooklyn?
Well, me and my friend actually planned this thing where we're gonna where we have postcards, and then we're going to give, and then we're going to write down our ideas and send them to each other and stuff. But I'm also reading books with my friends in New Jersey, too.
That is so cool. Do you like making books by yourself or with friends more?
I like both, but I like writing stories by myself because I get to choose mostly everything that happens. But then with my friends, we have to agree on something.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to continue doing this?
Yeah, I want to be a writer and a marine biologist.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell me about what do you like about marine biology?
Fish and dolphins and stuff.
Do you, so there might be kids out there who want to write their own stories. Do you have any advice for them?
Well, just be creative with your stories and make your books you.
I love that. Make your books you, because sometimes people feel like, well, other people have written stories, I don't need to write them. But I just love your story so much because you're writing about your life, and it sounds like you're writing about fiction too, but no one else can write your story. Okay, tell me your favorite books right now.
I like Raina Telgemeier books. She's this author and she writes graphic novels.
What are some of the graphic novels she's written?
Smile, Sisters, Drama, Ghost.
Yeah, those books are really good. Is there anything else you're really into right now?
I like Bad Kitty.
Wait, what's Bad? Oh. Wait, I feel like I've read Bad Kitty. Can you explain what Bad Kitty is?
It's kind of like Marvelous Matilda.
In what way?
Sometimes it's like a story. And, sometimes it's like, it has, like, speech bubbles, like I did in my story, and it, yeah.
So we're all about girl power, right? Are there any girls or women in your life that inspire you?
Amelia Earhart.
Oh, tell me why. Why does Amelia Earhart inspire you?
Because I like that she says, anything men can do, women can do.
That was Little Girls Doing Big Things with Matilda Suh, produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. If you want to see a few pages from Marvelous Matilda, head to our Instagram at Girl Tales. And Matilda wants you to know it's not fully complete, but I think it's really good. Also, there are tailblazers out there named JoJo and Evan who reached out to me. They are collecting Christmas tree ornaments for a family in New Jersey. a single mom with four children. JoJo and Evan want to make sure this family's holidays are extra special. If you would like to make or donate an ornament to the Ornament Project, send me an email at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com and I will send you the address. Grownups, we have started a Facebook group for the grownups of kids who listen to Girl Tales. It's called Girl Tales Grownups. Come join us over there. Don't forget to join our Patreon at patreon.com/girltales to get access to a bunch of cool Girl Tales stuff. Subscribe, rate, and review, and tell all of your friends about Girl Tales. And remember, I believe in you.
The Anna Princess.